lovely viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. On occasion of the upcoming World Teachers Day, today's program features three films that illustrate the inspirational and influential role teachers have as our mentors: Mr. Holland's Opus, Take the Lead, and The Miracle Worker. Let us first take a look at the critically acclaimed 1995 movie, Mr. Holland's Opus, written by Patrick Sheen Duncan and directed by Stephen Herrick. Set over a 30-year span, the film follows the transformation of a high school music teacher named Glenn Holland and his music class. It is 1964, and Glenn Holland, played by Richard Dreyfuss, is a passionate musician and composer who plays at weddings and other various gigs. His wife, Iris Holland, played by Glenn Headley, is very supportive and works as a photographer. In order to make ends meet, Glenn decides to take up the job of a music teacher at John F. Kennedy High School in Portland, Oregon. Glenn begins his new job as a high school teacher reluctantly. He would rather stay at home and compose the magnificent music that goes through his mind. At first, Glenn's negativity towards his job reflects in his methods of teaching. He is strict, impatient, and too eager to give up on his students. Despite his own passion for music, students seem miserable and bored during Mr. Holland's class, which greatly exasperates him. Further causing difficulties are Vice Principal Walters, played by William H. Macy, who dislikes Glenn. Principal Jacobs, played by Olympia Dukakis, also pressures Glenn to do more to instill music appreciation in his students. As time goes by, and with the news of Iris's pregnancy, Glenn finds the motivation to try some unconventional ways to pique the interests of his students through music genres like rock and roll. The students begin to pay attention during class and even start developing the same love for music that their teacher possesses. As he connects with his students through music, Glenn finds that he enjoys teaching and gradually realizes that he and his students can collaborate to make beautiful music. As a result, Glenn takes on more responsibilities at the school, creating the school's marching band and giving private clarinet lessons. Isis gives birth to the couple's son, Cole, who immediately becomes the joy of the family. However, Isis and Glenn soon notice that Cole is severely hearing impaired. Glenn is very upset to know his son will never hear or understand music, something that he himself lives and breathes for. To cope, Glenn spends more and more time at the school with his students, and less time as a father at home with his own child. Tension increases within the family, with Cole feeling neglected and Iris disappointed by her husband's absence. When Glenn finally realizes his mistake, he works to find a way to patch up the hurt that he has caused Cole. Over the next three decades, Glenn Holland continues to grow through the challenges he encounters with his ever-changing pupils. By 1995, Glenn is an aging man still teaching at John F. Kennedy High School. The former Vice Principal Walters is now principal. Having always disapproved of the arts, Principal Walters has decided to eliminate the music department. It is now up to Mr. Holland to defend the students' rights to discover the joys of music. Mr. Holland's Opus is a touching story about a man who finds himself by sharing his passion for music. The film was nominated for an Oscar for Best Actor in a Leading Role and for two Golden Globes in 1996. It also won numerous awards, including the 1996 BMI Film and TV Award and the 1997 Christopher Award in Motion Pictures. Cinema Scene will be right back after some brief messages. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Cinema Scene as we take a look at films that honor teachers. Our next feature, Take the Lead, is a 2006 film based on the true story of Pierre Dulaine, a prestigious ballroom teacher from an upscale studio who finds himself helping an underprivileged inner-city school. Directed by Liz Friedlander and written by Diane Houston, the story displays the dichotomy between two seemingly polar social classes and their different forms of artistic expression. The movie opens with different dancers preparing themselves for two different dance competitions, ballroom and hip-hop. One night in New York City, Pierre Dulaine, played by Antonio Banderas, witnesses some students vandalizing a car. He goes to John Drake High School to find the vehicle's owner, Principal James, played by Alfre Woodward. Mr. Dulaine is polite and courteous, an obvious contrast to everyone around him. In his meeting with Principal James, who is a tough, jaded, but caring woman, Mr. Dulaine offers to volunteer at the high school. He is assigned to watch over detention, where the most unruly and misbehaved students are sent. Not having much faith in Mr. Dulane, Principal James expresses her certainty that he will not return the next day. When Mr. Dulane arrives at detention, he sets the goal of teaching these so-called underachievers the ways of ballroom dance. The students are slow to warm up towards Mr. Dulane, who clearly comes from the posh side of town. Moreover, the other teachers of Park Drake High, as well as some of the students' parents, are doubtful of his efforts and think that he is setting up the students for failure. On the other hand, Mr. Dulane emphasizes that he is teaching their children responsibility, respect, confidence, and discipline. He trains them in all the variations of ballroom dance, such as the tango and waltz. Through this shared journey, both the students and Mr. Dulane awaken to their own unique strengths. Filled with excitement and invigorating performances, Take the Lead is an award-winning production that tells an inspirational true story about believing in oneself and others and striving towards new heights. Our final feature is The Miracle Worker, a 1962 biographical film directed by the acclaimed Arthur Penn with screenplay by the late William Gibson. It is based on the 1959 eponymous play, which was inspired by the 1902 autobiography of Helen Keller, The Story of My Life. The movie follows the true life account of Helen Keller, a girl who was blind and deaf from infancy, and how Annie Sullivan helped Helen understand the world around her. As a baby, Helen Keller is devastated by scarlet fever and loses both her sense of sight and hearing. As she grows up, Helen, played by Patty Duke, struggles to express herself to the world, just as the people around her find it hard to communicate with her. Her frustration results in increasingly frequent outbursts and erratic behavior that upset the rest of her family and cause them to lose hope in Helen ever living a normal life. In a final attempt to help her daughter, Helen's mother, Kate, played by Inga Swenson, hires a down-to-earth teacher named Annie Sullivan, played by Anne Bancroft. Annie is a young woman from the North who is half-blind herself. She moves into the house with the Keller family and begins to tutor Helen. The task is taxing, and Annie must gather all her wit, patience, and love to get through to Helen. Utilizing determination and tough methods, Annie slowly but surely helps the little girl overcome her inability to communicate. Helen and Annie's journey is at times filled with loneliness, vulnerability, and fear, but throughout their emotional roller coaster, they find solace in each other's love. The Miracle Worker is a powerful production. The impressive performances of Patty Duke and Anne Bancroft paint a very raw, honest picture of Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan's remarkable story. The movie won 2 Oscars in 1963 for Best Actress in a Leading Role and Best Actress in a Supporting Role. The film also garnered another 8 additional wins, including the 1963 BAFTA Film Award for Best Foreign Actress, as well as 7 nominations that include 3 more Oscars and a Golden Globe. Mr. Holland's Opus, Take the Lead, and The Miracle Worker are 3 wonderful films that exemplify the precious contributions of the teachers in our lives. Thank you, creative viewers, for joining us for Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television. Up next is Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News. May Heaven's light guide your lives to inner peace and fulfillment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.